RTS presents Nature Watch, a whole series of stories on Seychelles wildlife. Hello, good evening, and welcome once more to another of our wildlife series. Is your house crumbling around you, or are you worried about your wood? Then someone else knows how you feel. In fact, he knows more about the problems than most. He's our own local wildlife expert, Nemo Jivan, here with the third of our series on Seychelles, plants and animals.
I am never alone. Even in my house, I live surrounded by other beings. The walls, the roof, and the floor are teeming with strangers whose lives are so far removed from mine that the only reason I'm concerned with them is because they are literally eating me out of house and home. I'm talking about termites, or kaya, as we call them in the Seychelles, one of our favorite bêtes noires. They are sometimes called white ants, although they are not ants, but are related to cockroaches. One of the characteristics that they share with some cockroaches is the nasty ability to live on wood. Now, not all Seychelles termites eat wood. Some farm, harvest, and feed on fungi. But here we are concerned with those that destroy our houses, furniture, picture frames, and anything made from the bodies of certain plants, what we call wood. I think you'll agree with me that wood is not a particularly tasty or even interesting delicacy. Wood is difficult to chew because it contains a hard substance known as lignin, and almost impossible to digest since it is mainly cellulose. Imagine eating a sheet of paper or a piece of cotton cloth. That is what eating cellulose feels like. So, how do termites do it? Well, actually, the termites themselves cannot digest wood. Tiny microorganisms within the termites are the creatures responsible for the wholesale destruction of wood. Termites have enlarged and beautifully rounded rear ends. In these rear ends live protozoans and bacteria, many of which are found nowhere else. These all form part of a wood digestion factory. And like any efficient factory, there is division of labor. Each microorganism has a specific task. For example, some grab and amass wood chips that the termite ingests. Some bacteria are concerned with removing lignin. The microorganisms that actually break cellulose down are protozoans. These protozoans are equipped with flexible hairs that propel them through the juices of the termite gut. The protozoans can digest cellulose because they have evolved a chemical that breaks cellulose down. One of the waste products of protozoan cellulose digestion is sugar. This is absorbed as food by the termite. Thus, the microorganisms get free board, room, and transportation while the termite feeds on their waste products. The microorganisms are as part of the termite as the cells of its body. Without the microorganisms, the termite would die. This type of close partnership is a common theme in evolution. Even in human guts are found microorganisms that aid digestion. Without these, we would be extremely ill, probably even die. Termites are our antagonists, and we fight monumental battles against them. But evolution is not always a fight for survival, where the strongest wins. All around us, in these beautiful islands, are examples of partnerships in nature. Very different organisms that have come together to help each other. In fact, no organism is ever alone. All living things have others within or without them, helping each other to survive.